Now, it is known that the individual, in the course of his development throughout life, recapitulates the development of the whole race. This applies to man as well as to other forms of life. Applies not only to his body, but also to his mind up to a point. During the 9 months that we spend in the womb, we pass through all the stages of organic development, organic evolution. The child in the womb recapitulates hundreds of millions of years of biological evolution. Then, at the time of birth, we find the child possessed of simple consciousness. In other words, at the time of birth, the child is an animal with merely animal needs. After birth, the child proceeds quite rapidly to develop self-consciousness, proceeds, that is to say, to develop from an animal into something more like a human being. And during this period, the child recapitulates a few more million years of evolution. This period of passing from animal to human, from simple perception or simple consciousness to self-consciousness, this takes about 3 years. And in the course of this 3-year period, the child develops reason, memory, and language. In other words, the 3-year-old child at the end of this 3-year period has reached a point corresponding to the point reached by primitive man or the point reached by contemporary savages. He's developed simple consciousness, which he's brought with him, plus at least rudimentary, very rudimentary, self-consciousness. So in the womb, during 9 months, we recapitulate so long a period, hundreds of millions of years. During the first 3 months of life, 3 years of life rather, during which we pass from simple consciousness to self-consciousness, human, from animal to human state. Again, we recapitulate so much. We progress, in a sense, so much. A few more millions of years. But here the question arises, what about the remaining 70 years? What further progress do we make during that period? Now, during that period, we may say, in comparison with the extent to which man has developed before, or the individual has developed before, we develop hardly at all. Hardly at all. It's as though the rate was slowing down the whole time. Proportionately, we develop much more during the 9 months of inter-uterine existence than during the first 3 years of existence outside the womb after birth. But we've seen that after that, well, there's practically no development at all in comparison with the staggering development that has gone before. From the age of 3 onwards, yes, we acquire knowledge, maybe a great deal of knowledge. We acquire various skills. We learn to read, we learn to write, learn to paint, learn to drive a motor car. In other words, we sort of recapitulate in a sketchy kind of way the history of civilization. But consciousness itself, consciousness remains relatively unchanged. Perhaps self-consciousness develops just a very little during those 70 years, but it's still in a very rudimentary state indeed. So therefore we may say that in terms of consciousness, man remains throughout life more or less where he was at the age of 3. If you try to represent on a graph which was anything smaller, say, than this room, the amount of progress achieved by man during this life relatively to his progress up to the age of 3, the graph would not be big enough for you to be able to record that relative progress. So here he is, or rather here we are. A simple consciousness plus a rudimentary self-consciousness. Now, why is this? Why do we stop, as it were? Why don't we go any further? Why do we get stuck? Now, the reason is to be sought in the distinction we've made between the lower evolution and the higher evolution. The lower evolution we saw was collective. The whole species advanced as it were one man. But the higher evolution is an individual achievement. It's one by one, each one on his own or her own. From this we conclude, therefore, that the higher evolution cannot be recapitulated in the way that the lower evolution can be. In other words, you can inherit simple consciousness, but you can't inherit self-consciousness from your parents. Much less still can you be born endowed with transcendental consciousness. You might have parents endowed with transcendental consciousness, if you're so lucky, but you have to start again from the beginning. So we say that the lower evolution carries a man so far, carries him up to the point of rudimentary self-consciousness. And then what does it do? It just leaves him there. After that, his progress depends on his own individual conscious effort. And if he makes no such effort, well, no progress. He remains just where he was. A simple consciousness plus a very rudimentary self-consciousness. We can take here an analogy from an earlier stage of evolution. The stage when life was leaving the sea in which it had been engendered and beginning to invade the dry land. We all know this story, this rather romantic and enthralling story. The tide, as it were, throws up fish-like creatures upon the shore. And then the tide retreats. It leaves these fish-like creatures stranded there. After that, they have to make their own way. They have to develop legs. They have to learn to crawl on the dry land, on the solid earth. The sea does nothing more for them. It throws them up and it leaves them there to develop on their own. In the same way, we can say, the life wave has carried us up to the shores of self-consciousness, up to the shores of the higher evolution. And it's left us there. It can't do anything more for us. From now on, we must fend for ourselves. If you want to develop further, it depends upon us. We can't rely any more on the general evolutionary forward or upward surge. From now on, it all depends upon us individually.